Without any further ado, in fact, we're talking about Mitch Marsh. Let's go to a man that probably knows him better than most, I would have thought. A man who played 50 test matches for his country. Let's not forget what a great cricketer he was in his own right. 117 one-day matches, made 4 test hundreds, 9 one-day hundreds, was a teammate of yours, Simon. Good morning and thank you so much, Jeff Swampy Marsh.
Morning, boys.
Swamp, we just had a caller ringing about your son, and it'd be fair to say, and you don't shy away from it, there's been a lot of chat about both of your sons in the last few months. Let's start on Mitch. No, in fact, let's start with you. Sitting there at the Wacker last week, Swamp, we watched you chew your fingernails down to the bone. Do you get more nervous as a player when you're about to go out and opening the batting for your country or sitting there watching your two boys go out to play?
Yeah, I think sitting and watching is the hard part, mate, because you've got no control. And you know the thing is, when you're sitting there watching, you know what can happen any ball, and you know what the difference between getting out early or getting from 30 to 50 or 50 to 100, what it means. So you sit there very nervous. Don't worry about that.
Swamp, as a batter, you know, you get in and you build the foundations and you become more relaxed as your innings goes on. Does that happen when you're watching your own flesh and blood?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. When they get to 100, you're still nervous for them, and I'm sure you guys have got your own kids. Doesn't matter what sport it is, when you watch them, because you're your own, you just get nervous. You just want them to do well, and in that game, it was particularly important for Mitch to do well, and I was just so pleased for him.
Swamp, am I right in saying that I saw a really different batting method of Mitch in Perth to what I'd seen during previous test match prior to his shoulder injury? Am I fair in saying that? Is there a lot of work being done on his technique between him leaving the Australian side and getting back into it?
Yeah, and he's been... the shoulder injury had had something to do with his batting because he couldn't play the cut shot, which is a pretty important shot to play at that level. So, but I think he spent a lot of time with the Muellerman family, and I think they've worked on his game, both front foot and back foot, got him more balanced and hitting down the ground, which has always been a real strength of his off back and front foot. So he's obviously sat back and had time to reflect. The thing is, when you're playing test cricket and you're struggling for form and you want to do well and you try really hard, everything just builds up. So when he did his shoulder and he's had time now to sit back and think about it, and he's worked hard at it, and he reaped the rewards last weekend.
Speaking with former Australian batsman and then coach of Australia, Jeff Swampy Marsh, and in relation to both his sons, which is an unbelievable achievement when you think about it, batting 5 and 6 for your country, following in Dad's footsteps. Just to continuing on that theme, Swampy, how much these days do the boys come to you for advice, who has a wealth of knowledge, or have you sort of cut off from giving them that advice? You mentioned the Muellerman family, and I'd also like to ask you about Justin Langer's influence on both of your sons.
Yeah, no, Justin's been massive. He's been terrific, good support. He's a very compassionate man, Justin. He's not only the cricket side of things, it's about outside of cricket, your life outside of, and just making sure that you've got a good balance between social and being a professional cricketer. He's been excellent in that area. So he's been great, fantastic.
What about
when it comes to me, though?
Yeah,
it's throw balls to your own kids, which you guys do. it's a lot different to throwing to someone else, because they're always telling me that I'm old fashioned and the game's moved on. So that's why I let Justin and the boys throw to them.
Swamp, getting on to Sean, you know, he's had his challenges. Marshes and hamstrings never get on well, and I think that's been well documented in history. His innings in Adelaide, so satisfying for Sean. How did you see it? Is there any semblance of you feeling, yep, good on you, son, you're there now, you're that complete player?
Yeah, I think I don't think when you play for Australia, I mean, every innings counts, and you know, that was an important. I thought the innings in Brisbane was where he made 50. I think that was a really important innings when we were 470 in the first innings. Mm-hmm. Had we been bowled out in that innings, the series might have been totally different. And I thought that was a really good partnership with Steve. His 100 in Adelaide, again when we're under a little bit of pressure, so that was really pleasing. But I think Sean's, personally, my own opinion is Sean's been batting well for a couple of years, and it's just been really tough on the wickets that the boys have had to bat on over in Bangladesh, Sri Lanka and India. When you look at those wickets compared to what we played on Scoob over there, they were hard wickets to bat on, and I thought Sean actually played some really good innings over there, saved a test match for Australia. So I think he's been playing well for 2 years. Hopefully he can keep that form going.
And I think it's common knowledge amongst his peers as well, Swampy, that it, when they say the top six batsmen in Australia, Sean's name is in it every time. And whilst there was a lot of media speculation around it, there was no issue from people in the know, that's for sure. Just one on Sean, and Simon and I were talking about this before. His ideal batting position in your eyes. Now, I know you can probably say, well, wherever he can get a game, he'll play, but he's batted most of his career in the top three for Western Australia and batted all over the shop for Australia. Started at six, and then his younger brother comes in and takes six. He goes to five. Where do you think his ideal position is, Swamp?
Yeah, I always like to think that he's four or five is his position. But I think in Shield cricket, you've got to challenge yourself. If you want to play for Australia, you've got to get up in the top three, three or four. So that's what he's always done there, batted three. This year, Justin challenged him when he lost his contract. You know, he went to him and said, listen, you can either go down and bat number four or five for Western Australia and spend the next few years playing for Western Australia, or you can open the batting. The first three Shield games are against the best bowling attacks in Australia, in South Australia, New South Wales and Tasmania with Jackson Bird. And if you score runs, you'll put pressure on the selector to re-pick you. And that's exactly what happened. He accepted the challenge and had a terrific one-day series. So I think four or five is his spot.
Perfect.
Swamp, away from the boys and to you, are you still doing a bit of coaching? What are you doing with yourself now?
Yeah, no, I'm with Justin at the Wacker, and I'm one of his assistants, and I run the Cricket Academy and help out with the under-19s. I look after all the remaining contracted players when he's on the road, and same with the Scorchers. So keeps busy. It's fantastic working with the young players, and hopefully get a few more to play Test cricket.
Just on the back of that, Swamp, and comment, I'm sure you probably will, as you can. There's a feeling around the place that Shield cricket perhaps has become a little bit of a development ground as opposed to the best players. We saw at the start of the year some senior players like Michael Klinger over in the West and Cameron White and Tim Payne even, who's now got the gloves for Australia, that they were left out of the team at the expense of talented young players. Now, another former teammate, Greg Chappell, that's his role in the game, to push younger players through. What's your take on it? Do we still pick the best 11, or are we picking now with a bit of an eye to the future?
Yeah, the Maxi Klinger one was a really tough decision. It was really tough because if you look at our lineup right at the start, we had a lot of good players, and Maxi was still going to play a big part in our Shield competition, and he was told that by Justin. It's just that right at the start of the season, we had Cartwright, Bancroft, Sean, Mitch, Ash Turner had a great year last year, so it was really, really tough decision to leave him out. But if you go around and ask every single first-class cricketer what's their favourite game, and they'll all say Sheffield Shield cricket. Everyone wants to play it. It's a great game. And, it's state versus state. And, if you do well in Shield cricket, you're a chance of playing for Australia.
Are we seeing you and Michelle at the MCG Boxing Day?
Yes, I'm heading over there, Scoop. I'll be there on Sunday night and spending Christmas Day in Melbourne and going to the Boxing Day. It's a great day in Australian cricket.
And how does Mum go? When I say Mum, your wife Michelle, who I met briefly in England, Swampy, we see you and they focus on you a lot on the television when your son's batting and he gets into the 90s. How's Michelle go? Is she a good watcher? Is she a calming influence? Or is she worse than you?
No, she gets a little bit nervous, but she's a supporter. She doesn't miss a game and she watches every single game the boys play with her mum and my mum and her father. So they sit there, so they're quite comfortable in their seats, and I'm sure underneath she gets a little bit nervous, but that's only a natural thing, I guess.
Swampy, we really thank you this morning for your time from over there in the West. Travel safe. Have a great Christmas to you and your family. And, mate, it just must be an unbelievable feeling to be a father who played for Australia, sit there and watch your two boys bat five and six for your country. It's unbelievable. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, guys. Thanks a lot.
Good on you, Swamp.